Baxter Holt. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you on the program. You're sitting second on the ladder behind the Sixers. The feeling heading into this derby match. I know you're not playing on New South Wales soil, but there's going to be a bit of feeling out there tomorrow night.
Yeah, there definitely is. It's a shame that we're not in Sydney back home, but Canberra's our second home, so we're very lucky to be here, and hopefully we can get the win tomorrow night.
Dan Hughes was just telling us how tricky it is being inside the bubble. How are you guys coping with it?
Yeah, it's definitely been different. Like I said, it's a shame that we haven't gone home to Sydney, but we're pretty lucky that we've got such a nice setup here in Canberra. We're in Perth for the last week, and we're in full lockdown for the last 2 days there, so it's nice to have a little bit of freedom here, but still abiding by all the protocols.
What do you do, mate? Hughes, he was saying he's playing a bit of golf in the hallways. They've got the player room. Do you get the FIFA out? Is there any FIFA nuts or Call of Duty or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of golf going on. We're lucky we can still get out and play golf. So we're getting on at Royal Canberra a fair bit, which is nice.
Oh, nice.
Playing a bit of hallway putting.
Gee, you're travelling. Well, mate, Hughes, he was telling us he was knocking them around the hallways of the hotel. You guys are getting out to Royal Canberra. That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's lovely. But yeah, Uzi's been smashing me in hallway putting, so I'm trying to stay away from him for a bit.
What about Shane Bond? What's he said to you in relation to yourself and making this first 11? What can cement yourself and the team?
I just got to keep doing what I'm doing. We're very lucky to have Billings here. His experience is incredible, and the way he goes about his game is fascinating to watch, and a lot I can learn from, which is good. And we saw in the last game he got 80-odd, I think it was, and nearly won it for us. So to have someone of his calibre with us is something very special.
Yeah, what'd you take out of that slip up against the Scorchers?
We took a lot out of it. It was a shame that we made a couple of the same mistakes we did in the previous games. So hopefully we've learned about them and we can come back. And it's good to have home team rivals, as they like to call it, tomorrow night. And hopefully we can do a nice job on them.
Mate, you've had trouble last season with your Gary Jack. Has that all sorted itself out?
Yeah, it's come a long way now, which is nice. It was a long season last year, and at times I wasn't sure whether I'd be able to get back to where I am now, but I'm lucky enough that I had a lot of support from Sydney Thunder and Cricket New South Wales to get me back up and running and back performing, which is the main thing.
We asked Dan Hughes a little earlier his thoughts on how things played out at the SCG yesterday. You were obviously watching on. What was running through your mind as the Aussies kept peppering away with no collect?
Yeah, it's a shame, wasn't it? But it's a great game of cricket. I'm really hopeful that Lyon can get these last four wickets to get that 400 mark in the next game. It'll be unreal to watch. And for the Aussie boys, they're doing so well. And in tough conditions for both Indian and Australian hubs, living away from home for so long. So to still be able to play such a high level of cricket is pretty special to watch.
What about yourself? Obviously, this summer will be over and then we'll roll into to next season. Before you know it, we'll have Sheffield Shield, etc. I mean, is that where have you got some goals set down for this next summer ahead or this year?
Yeah, definitely. So ideally, I want to be playing for New South Wales in every game, but at the minute, we've got Peter Neville, who's a pretty decent player in front of me. So I just got to keep biding my time, and hopefully I can put a few scores on the board to put some pressure on him and the selectors. So we just bide my time, and then hopefully it's mine for as long as I want it. Scores going well.
We really appreciate you coming on. To Sydney Thunder fans out there, Baxter, before we let you go, why will you blokes be winning tomorrow night?
I think we've seen all season how strong we can be, and we showed against the Renegades when we bowled them out for 80 and scored 200 on them. So we're lucky enough to be on our home turf tomorrow night, and hopefully we can go all the way again.
Yeah, perfect. Baxter, enjoy, mate. What any much plan for the day? What do you blokes do today? Is it all just sort of locked in at the hotel?
Yeah, we'll have a few meetings, have a last little training session this afternoon, and then get ready for tomorrow's game.
How are those meetings? Is there a big pest? Someone that just like is the class clown that just, you know, won't let Bondi do what he has to do?
We had Callum Ferguson's little baby here last time we were in Canberra, which is good fun. Gave a bit of entertainment to the meetings, but they're okay. They're pretty good.
Beautiful.
It's all just analysis work, so it's got to be done.
Love it, mate. Thanks for coming on this morning.
No dramas. Thanks for having me.